Blog Talk Radio.
Hebrews 4:16, praying for you. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So today I want to read from Psalms 18, and I'm using New King James Version. Psalms 18, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The pangs of death surrounded me, and the floods of ungodliness made me afraid. The sorrows of Sheol surrounded me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord, and I cried out to my God. He heard my voice from his temple, and my cry came before him, even to his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled. The foundations of the hills also quaked and were shaken because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Coals were kindled by it. He bowed the heavens also and came down with darkness under his feet. And he rode upon a cherub and flew. He flew upon the wings of the wind. He made darkness his secret place. His canopy around him was dark waters, and the thick clouds of the skies from the brightness before him. His thick clouds passed with hailstones and coals of fire. The Lord thundered from heaven, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. He sent out his arrows and scattered the foe, lightnings in abundance, and he vanquished them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, the foundations of the world were uncovered. At your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from above, he took me, he drew me out of many waters. He delivered me from my strong enemy, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. The Lord rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands. He has recompensed me, for I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from iniquity. Therefore the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful you will show yourself merciful. With a blameless man you will show yourself blameless. With the pure, you will show yourself pure. And with the devious, you will show yourself shrewd. For you will save the humble people, but will bring down haughty looks. For you will light my lamp. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, but by my God I can leap over a wall. As for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. For who is God except the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of deer, and he sets me on high place, and he sets me on my high places. He teaches my hands to make war, so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up. Your gentleness has made me great. You enlarged my path under me, so my feet did not slip. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. Neither did I turn back again till they were destroyed. I have wounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet, for you have armed me with the strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of mine enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind. I cast them out like the dirt in the streets. You have delivered me from the strivings of the people. You have made me the head of the nations. A people I have not known shall serve me. As soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me, and foreigners fade away and come frightened from their hideouts. The Lord lives. Blessed be my rock. Let the Lord of my salvation be exalted. It is God who avenges me and subdues the people under me. He delivers me from mine enemies. You also lift me up above those who rise against me. You delivered me from the violent man. Therefore, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the Gentiles, and sing praises to your name. Great deliverance he gives to his king and shows mercy to his anointed, to David and his descendants forevermore. Praise God for the reading of his word. God is your way maker. He fights your battles. No matter what you're going through, he will give you strength to go through. No matter what the enemy, the devil, comes against you with, whatever things that may be hindering you, whatever battles you may be facing, trust in God. Continue to pray. Continue to push on, for the battle is not yours. And I think I spoke about this the other day in our prayer, that the battle is not yours. God is your strength and your strong tower. He will bring down every stronghold that is battling against you. And all we have to do is have faith in Jesus Christ, knowing that he is on your side. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're standing against, no matter what obstacle comes in your way, no matter what you're facing, sometimes we don't know what to do, but God is there to defeat your every foe, no matter what the trouble seems like. Continue to trust in God. No matter what sickness seems to be invading your body, trust in God. God will break every disease in Jesus' name. God is there for you. He loves you. He has not forgotten you. He is your way maker. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. We praise you. We give you the glory. Lord, we lift up every person today. Lord, fight the battle for every person, God. Fight the battle for the things that everyone is going through. I lift up a friend of a coworker, God, who's going through some sicknesses, God. I pray for healing in his body. Lord, today, right now, begin to touch him from the crown of his feet, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Go into his body, Lord, where he may have pain, God, and heal the pain. We speak deliverance over his body right now. No more pain, no more sickness, no more disease. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God, that you begin to do a work. We ask, God, that you begin to do a work in the name of Jesus. Do a work in this man's body, Lord. I lift up other friends, God, going through things, Lord. Had to be in the hospital today, Lord, and did not feel well, battling disease of the blood, Lord. Lord, you know, sometimes we feel like there is no way out of no way. There's no way out, that we don't know what to do because we're filing disease that can't be fought. But, Lord, by your name, by your blood, we know that all things are possible. You are the healer. You are our deliverer. Hallelujah. And so we even speak to that mountain of disease right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to that person right now fighting that blood disease. We pray that that disease, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave her body. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your healing power over her body right now. In the name of Jesus, every time she feels weak in her body, God, we speak strength in her body. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, strength, peace in the muscles. Every time she begins to feel pain in her nerves, God, Lord, peace in that nervous system. In the name of Jesus, her body, we speak peace right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let there be a miracle done today, Lord, that we will have a good report in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We pray for that child today struggling in school, Lord. I pray, oh God, give the child a mind to study, a mind to do the right thing by their parents, God. We ask, oh God, that you begin to touch that child's heart, God. Touch their heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let them know that you are there, that you care for them. Let them know that their parents care for them, God, and that they only want the best for them. So, Lord, give the child a mind to do right and to do the right thing and to study for school, Lord Jesus, and to do well in school, Lord and Jesus, and to do right by their parents, God, and to open their eyes and let them know that their parents love them from the bottom of their heart, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up the pastor today, Lord Jesus, who's going through, oh God. Feels like sometimes he wants to give up, Lord. But I ask, God, that you strengthen. You strengthen, God. Strengthen him. Strengthen him for the things that he has to come against, God. When people talk about him behind his back, Lord, I ask, oh God, that you close the lips of the naysayers, that you close the lips of the backbiters, God. We ask, oh God, that you begin to just do a work in that church, God. Lord, I speak peace into the pastor's family, God, and I ask, oh God, that you just uplift him. Give him favor as he walks. Give him favor as he talks. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for every person today. We thank you for every person listening. We ask for a special blessing upon everyone in the shout of my voice, God, that is listening and trusting in you, God. We ask, oh God, that you touch their families, oh God. Bless the family, bless the children, bless their homes, God. Bless their spouses, God. Lord, and look over them and watch over them, Lord, that you are our peace, Lord, and we just thank you. And you are our strength. You are our protector. You are our way maker, and we do not have to worry. And so I thank you, Lord, for watching over everyone today, listening, God. And I ask, God, that you just give them sweet dreams tonight. Even the person who goes through the night, sometimes they're having such bad dreams. They feel like they're in such torment. But, God, I ask for peace of mind today. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So we ask, Lord, for a sound mind in that person, in their dreams today. No more bad dreams, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. We lift you up. You are glorious. You are mighty. And continue to help us to continue trusting you in all that we do, in all that we say throughout the day as we walk to and fro. Give each and every person favor. Continue to put your blessings upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let your Holy Spirit be with us. Thank you, God. We praise you in Jesus' name. Thou art mighty and holy. Amen.